Welcome to Explore Radio. I'm Jeff St. Clair. Cleveland is known for many things. The Rock Hall, LeBron James, Playhouse Square. But it's also known worldwide for its fish. And we're not talking walleye and perch. The shale layers below Cleveland contain the world's best preserved fossils of a monster fish that once terrorized the shallow sea covering ancient Ohio. 2015 marks the 50th anniversary of a massive effort to save these fossils from being buried under acres of concrete. It was a race against time 50 years ago. Construction crews building the stretch of I-71 from downtown to the airport were digging deep into the fossil-rich Cleveland Shale, and amateur scientists scrambled to recover a treasure trove of 360 million-year-old sea life buried there.
Well, I was a young pup at the time, so I wasn't employed in the effort.
Harvey Webster is director of wildlife resources at the Cleveland Museum of Natural History. But as a high school student in 1965, he was part of the team mobilized to examine the rocks excavated by road crews.
We would go to these places where they had piled up heaps of concretions, these bedding irregularities in the Cleveland Shale, and using our hammer and chisel, we'd tap at them to see if there might be some cool thing on the inside.
The museum crews worked 7 days a week for months on end, following the backhoes and bulldozers as the interstate corridor was pounded into shape. Webster and other fossil hunters found the remains of a monstrous armored fish called Dunkelosteus, named after the museum's former director, David Dunkel. It was the top predator of the Devonian seas from the time known as the Age of Fishes.
Somebody said it's kind of like you married a beaver from hell with an orca. I mean, you come up with this thing with these massive jaws, no teeth, but instead they have a shearing surface to the jaws for slicing things in half.
The massive head of Dunkelosteus stares at us from behind a glass case.
And we've got the largest ones in the world at this museum.
And Webster says most of the fossil-laden shale from the I-71 dig is still waiting in the museum's basement.
We still have rack upon rack upon rack with partial pieces of bones in them waiting to be teased out and prepared. They've been down there since 1965.
And that's where we head next, joined by I-71 dig veteran Bill Lavin, who in 1965 was an associate curator at the museum.
I was probably 22 or 23.
And you were in charge of this project.
I was.
Lavin's job was to direct the untrained crews of volunteers to rescue valuable specimens from the heaps of construction debris before they were bulldozed into backfill.
The biggest mother lode really was found between 128th Street and 143rd Street.
Here in the basement labs, we're surrounded by gaping fish skulls.
So does this guy look familiar to you?
They all look familiar. They're like children. They're like our little children here.
The I-71 sea creatures are special not just for their abundance. They're also the best preserved fish fossils found anywhere in the world.
So there's a great shark here.
Collections manager Amanda McGee shows us an ancient shark so detailed that we can see the remains of its last meal.
And you can see in here there's an impression of stomach contents, which we have right here. And these are all scales and skull bones of a small bony fish called Kentucky Lavini, which was named after Bill.
That's it.
Your fish.
That's it.
A shark ate this your is fish.
He ate a lot of them. It seems like they were a big diet of the sharks.
Lavin says researchers from all over the world look to Cleveland to learn the history of these timeless predators.
In the evolution of sharks, this is the holy grail here.
In another room, preparator Lee Hall points to shelves full of dark shale slabs.
Both of these racks here, which are, I'd say, about 7 feet tall and about 8 feet wide, are full of I-71 specimens exclusively. These are all unprepared shale blocks.
Despite half a century of analysis, Lavin says these rocks still hold riches.
They'll be working on it for another 50 years.
And he still has a twinge of regret for what was left behind.
I was very disappointed in I-71 when we were finished because I knew we weren't finished. There was still so much left in the ground. There's a just treasure trove of these fossils that no one will ever see.
He says buried beneath the highways and homes of Cleveland, the complete story of an ancient ocean may never be known. But thanks to Lavin and his team, we have a glimpse of the abundant life that once swam here. I'm Jeff St. Clair with this week's Explore Radio.